All right, welcome back to the Bankalicious Boardroom at the Be Bankable Business Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about another sacred money archetype. This is another one of my favorite archetypes. Again, not one of my top four myself, but I do run into quite a few because, again, I am the CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC. So this one is for all of my inner bankers. The inner banker is what we call the accumulator. So you might be the accumulator if you tend to find yourself judging other people sometimes and or often, more often than necessary, about their spending habits or how they save or their lack thereof saving. All right? That is a true trait of someone who illuminates the accumulator money archetype. Also, there's another flip side to that for our accumulator. The accumulator, who again is our inner banker, they are actually very careful to live below their means. So again, while they may be judgmental of someone else for their spending habits, good, bad, large amounts, small amounts, doesn't matter, they secretly are the person who is penny pinching and saving their money because they find it very hard to invest in themselves. They understand and appreciate the importance of money and what money can provide for them, but they're not often willing to spend it on large ticket items or for personal things. So you're likely to be a little more frugal than your friends or family if you too are the inner banker, which is the accumulator. And you know what you illuminate? You illuminate appreciation and respect, because people respect the fact that you value not just your time, but your money, and therefore you are a little more rigid around your money voice or lending money to other people. That again, it's just in your nature. That is part of the accumulator's money archetype. Now, I'll tell you what the accumulator's money, their sacred money contract is. You want to know? That is to respect the power of money by investing to create a future. So again, that is someone that they may be very good at saving, but it's only for the important things. It is only for the essential things. They're not always willing to make the financial risk or investment and investing in themselves, in the thing that they know they love to do, in the thing that they know they want to do. So you, again, if you are my inner big shot or my inner banker, my accumulator, I like to talk to you. Let's talk about some of these money habits that you have. Let's see if we can open up a doorway or a pathway to you becoming more bankable by not being so fearful of investing in things that are specific to you personally. All right. So again, you can accumulate wealth by investing in things that provide you financial security, such as not just a business. Maybe you've been thinking about putting more money into a 401k. Maybe you're thinking about buying more stocks or things like that. You are the inner banker. Don't tell me you haven't thought about this. But maybe you're looking for someone to help you gain a little more clarity around the choices that you're A, willing to make, or B, undecided on which ones you should take. So again, reach out to me. I am your host and your money coach, and I see you, my inner banker, the accumulator. Be well, be beautiful, be brilliant, and be bankable.